Joined on the line now by Zani Prinsloo, who is a midwife with the organization Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, and MSF is currently celebrating the women, and there are many of them, who do amazing work within the organization. And Zani is one of three extraordinary midwives being honored by MSF. Zani, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
When last did you deliver a baby?
Around the end of April.
Okay.
Yeah, not so long ago, yeah.
That's a very long time. What have you been doing? Being lazy?
No, not at all. You know what? My work now involves a lot of training. So I move from country to country. So I was in Kenya, but Kenya, we need to have like a license to practice. So I was more just looking at what people were doing here.
Just looking at some of the stats, you've delivered more than 1,500 babies in countries like South Sudan, Sierra Leone, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Those are not exactly peaceful countries where there's high-class health facilities available. It must be an extraordinary experience, a difficult, a very trying, very challenging, very scary experience, delivering babies in those kinds of conditions.
You know what? I think I will always call it, like, in my opinion, like it's a humbling experience and also a privilege, because I don't know many people that have the same zip addresses like me in the past 5 years since I'm doing this job. Yeah, it's dangerous, and, I know the risk involved in every place, but I mean, this is where fate leads me to, and I go. I don't mind to go wherever help is needed.
And what made you do this? What made you, I don't know what you were doing before, but I'm sure it was a more comfortable and stable and secure life. What made you give that up and head off? Your first posting was in Khost in Afghanistan, 6 years ago?
Yeah, I think, John, the thing is, I had a very cozy job with the university. And I always wanted to do this type of job because I was donating money, like a donor for MSF for over 10 years at that point in time. But it's just the timing wasn't right, you know. It's sometimes we need a new challenge. We get comfortable in what we are doing and we see what is happening around us. And it's just like, well, you know, I have the skills and I have the expertise. Why can I not go to places where my help, it can be used, it can be applied? So I never look back since I made this decision. I'm still super, super happy to work for MSF, even with all the, you know, like every place has its drama and, like complications. But no, I cannot say I'm super, super happy. Eh? For me, it's not a job, it's a work. Because every day when I wake up, I'm happy with what I'm doing. Maybe I sound too optimistic, but the people that know me very well will know that, I'm telling the truth. I'm super, super happy and lucky.
And Zani, in terms of the difficulty of assisting a birth in countries like that where there is a lack of what some South Africans would know, many South Africans don't have access to particularly great medical facilities. But is it the sanitation issues, the risk of disease? Many of the areas where you've assisted in births are conflict zones. Is it the danger of an incoming mortar? What are the greatest challenges that you have to face?
In every context you have a different challenge. You know, so if I refer to, because I've worked in, you know, like all the different contexts where MSF work. And in conflict zones, it's like you mentioned, it's mostly access and insecurity. So this is the reason why, you know, women come to us very late or they cannot reach us at all, or, you know. And in places where there's natural disasters, there's nothing left. But we always find a way to, adapt ourselves. We are a very flexible organization. And, you know, we try to reach out by community health workers and these type of people to bring people to our facilities as it can be. So every place has its own challenges. Right? I mean, we have to break them down one by one because not one size fits all.
Yeah.
It's really different in every place, yeah.
And you've got to learn to make do with what you have, even when what you have is not very much. The MSF media release about you talks of the time in South Sudan when your team needed hot water bottles because the preterm babies were pretty sick and it was pretty cold. They needed to be kept warm at night. You didn't have hot water bottles. So you took IV bags and you put warm water into those. And
You know, it's we learn to be creative in many ways, huh? I mean, in the morning, they were asking me about, you know, like innovations, like what type of things that you do. And I told them, you know, me, I'm personally so afraid of frogs. And I remember in the Philippines, at one point, I was standing on a chair to deliver a woman. And I said, you know what, it's not that this is our normal practice, but I'm really super afraid of frogs. So it really depends where you are. You know, you make the best of what you have available. And, you know, this is where the thing, you have to find the balance again of what you really want and what you really need. And, I mean, I think I applied it to my personal life as well, because, as I said to you in the beginning, I had, like, a very comfortable job. And, you know, for me, I just wanted everything. But in the end, I always have to go back and tell myself, but do you really need it? You know, it's like women, when we always need the extra pair of shoes or the new dress or something. But, you know, for me, working in this type of context, you really differentiate between the two. And, I mean, it's something I learned in the second year of working with MSF, and I'm starting almost the sixth year. And this is like a principle that within me, you never changed. So you have to be creative, huh? You have no other choice than to be creative.
Well, you do have a choice. You stay with your comfort life, and you chose not to do that. So once you're in your new life, I suppose that is the challenge you have to face. It's been wonderfully inspiring listening to you, Zani Prinsloo, a midwife with Médecins Sans Frontières.